This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. The Hockey Elite are representing strong, and they should. I want to play a piece of audio for you. And if you listen to this show on a semi-regular basis, you know this is not a Derek Lalonde safe space. The comment amidst the seven-game losing streak about, well, hey, you know, no one gave us a chance at the start of the year, so dot, dot, dot. Into his comments the other night saying, well, listen, you know, next year, it's going to be tougher. You don't even know if we'll be here. I mean, New Jersey could have 100 points. Into last night after, again, losing, which this is my problem with this. I'm all for a good playoff push. Everyone loves a good playoff drive. Those normally involve winning. All we're doing is rationalizing losing. I mean, front and center with Osgood last night. Bally, come on, guys. Former player, Stanley Cup champion, you don't have anything to fear. Just call it. You know, it's not good enough to give up 6 goals. Don't tell me about how, well, this is bigger bravery than William Wallace that they got this 1 point. And what? Had their playoff chances reduced to 15%?
But they stayed on life support.
Great. So Nona didn't die tonight. She's just going to die in the morning. Yeah. You don't celebrate that.
You don't.
Just die already.
That's where they are.
Let's get to the grieving.
It's not over yet, Wings fans. That not me. Before you start yelling, that's not me. That's just what was presented.
Let me play this Lalonde sound, because here's what I'm presenting. If it means missing the playoffs means I get this guy out of town and I get Steve Yzerman to go Kenny on EA Sports hockey game mode this summer where we just acquire. I want to go back to the trade deadline of like 02. And it was like, wait a minute, Brett Hull just descended from the sky. Like, we need a bold off season, we need better players, and we need Lalonde gone. I'm willing to miss the playoffs. Do you know where that comment would be acceptable? If this were the youngest team in hockey. If this were a team like the Pistons, who have teams in the Final Four that are older than them. I might be able to think about that where you got to keep it positive for the kids. One problem, the Wings are the third oldest team in the league.
I would even take this if this was a team that was so far out of the playoff race and they were just trying to make that last ditch effort and they got a point just to hold on to a glimmer of hope. Then, yeah, guys, we're still battling. But this is a team that, you know, we thought would maybe get to 95 points, would easily be in the playoffs. And now, no, you're just trying. It's almost like he's trying to find any positive thing to say, guys, it's not over yet. You did a good job. As I said before, he sounds like a man who doesn't feel the heat and the pressure of you got to get this done or you're fired.
David, anytime he says it, I end up hating him. And I know he's not saying he agrees with it. But all I feel is rage towards Rico. That's problematic.
See me tomorrow on Bally's.
They say... David, take a text. Let's check in, and then we're going to the Hockey Elite.
I turned off the Wings last night. Effing losers. Can't do it anymore. John from Shelby says, what a disappointment last night. Edge of my seat just to take a loss. Love watching Raymond, though. He was locked in yesterday. Larkin always seems to care as well.
Yeah, maybe a couple more nights from Raymond like that. He might crack the top 50 in NHL scoring. He's currently 51st. Lalonde? Like, your best player isn't in the top 50.
Alone is a joke, and if he stays, the Wings may not be here next year. Then why keep him around, Jeff from Whitmore Lake said.
I got news for you. If the Wings aren't even here next year, why keep anybody? What the hell would the Iser plan have been? Because here's the next thing that's coming down the line. It's like we can all see the Bally's download. Hey, couple years from now, Augustine or Kosa are going to be here, and this will be the year we have a goalie. I mean, what kind of endless loop is this? Go ahead, Kenny, say something. You got propped up in your chair, which means you either had gas or you wanted to talk.
I mean, two things can be true at the same time. I think... I think that's what Wings fans will do, though. That's what the Steve Botts will do if things don't work out next year, is we just bump it down the line. 2 years in the future, you're going to see Sebastian Kosa, Marco Casper, Trey Augustine. You're going to see all these guys that are supposed to be the next core of the team. What do we have right now? This needs to be the offseason where we supplement the talent that we're bringing up from the minors with guys who can actually play, who have been in playoff games, who are stars or star adjacent.
And I'm starting to wonder if making the playoffs would be more damaging. I want Steve and company to feel pain. I want them to have to sit there in their own mess as they collapsed. Because frankly, look, let's be real about it now. These teams are basically passing around a hand grenade. Mm-hmm. The Penguins are the only one playing good hockey.
But you're right. If they make the playoffs, I think you see the George Bush type of style of mission accomplished.
Well, you got to make it political. This guy is really provocative today, David. Wow. All right, let's go to Michael.
No, but it would be. It's like that mission accomplished. We did it. We took a step. We made the playoffs, and we'll build upon that next season.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not going to do it. Personal growth. Let's go to Michael, 97.1. Mike, thanks for your patience. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yes, sir.
Alone is like, he's taking shots left and right today, and it's deserved, yeah. But we got to put more blame on the man who hired Uncle Fester, and that's Steve Yzerman. I mean, he put him in a bad situation. This coach has had zero head coaching experience at the NHL level before taking this job. He ain't that guy. I don't know where everyone is thinking Stevie's all clenching his fists, all mad at Lalonde's comments and has this no care attitude. Has anyone listened to Stevie's interviews this season from the beginning all the way to the trade deadline? My man's shown no urgency to win, which trickles down to the head coach. To me, it's more on Steve Yzerman than Uncle Fester.
Oh, listen, I agree with you. I don't give anybody, I don't care what you've done in your past. You're here to do a job right now. I mean, it's like saying I can't be mad at Steven Spielberg because he made movies I liked. Well, the ones you make now blow. Like, I just, Mike, I'm with you, bud. How in year five? Think about this. I said this earlier. If I said to you, all right, do we have an immense amount of young, talented skill on this team? No. Do we have a good defensive core? No, you have Mo Sider and pylons. And we know the goaltending situation is a titanic nothing burger. So, Mike, what have we built? You want to sell me hope? You want to sell me picks? You want to sell me guys who won't play for 2-3 years? I'm not interested.
Yeah, and I think it hides behind the mask. It goes with all these Detroit GMs, Brad Holmes aside. To me, it's just prolonging job security. Yes. You know, it's like, well, let's talk about development. Let's push the development game and our young draft picks. And you just see it, and it's just show me a map to win. That's what I want to see. And there's just no urgency, and that pisses me off.
And it should, Mike, because in the end, it used to be, well, if you don't buy tickets, nah, I don't want to hear that. Most people can't even afford to go to these games. Mike, if you're giving them your time, if you're giving them your emotion, you have every right to complain. These teams are an entertainment product that make a promise to the city they're in that they are going to put something out there worth watching or worth attending or worth caring about. Somewhere along the line, we've lost that. We have lost the accountability quotient that these owners, whether you're a Goris, a Chris, a Martha, a Sheila, you owe. Mm-hmm. We don't owe you. You owe us. Especially because vast majority of you took public money to build your playpens. So, yeah, the Wings owe you. And after a decade of irrelevance, five of it under Steve, yeah, you have every right to complain about Steve Yzerman. And I don't want to hear about how he played with a broken orbital bone. One has nothing to do with the other. Nothing.
You're right. But some people can't separate that.
Well, grow up.
No, no, no. You are correct.
You are angering me again.
You know what? You're right. I think what's best for me, I should just leave.
Go.
Should just go, and I'll see you guys on Monday.
Take Lalone with you. We'll talk to you later. 248-539-9797. Let me get to Jeff, 97.1. Jeff, how are you, buddy?
Hey, well, after last night's game, not so good because I felt like I was having flashbacks. Starting with Ken Hollins dumbing down the expectations fresh off of four Stanley Cups. He said you shouldn't expect to win them, and it's very rare, and less is more, all this. And then I just can't imagine Mike Ilitch would allow the kind of talk back and forth, you know, well, you know, we're proud of our effort and all that. It sounds like Chris has allowed them to make these excuses and soft sell that Mike would have fired someone on the spot. He'd have come down from where he was at and fired someone for saying that. So I guess that's where I trace it at, you know, as far as, and the same thing seems true with the Tigers, and they do have the same owners. So
yeah.
Putting that together, like you said, that's a dark hole, but it's true.
It is, but it feels like, oh, publicly they can say, I mean, Scott Harris today at the Detroit Economic Club, oh, you know, my owner has said he's going to give me everything I need, just like Steve across the street. And that's one thing to say it publicly, but until I see it in practice, I don't want to hear it, and I don't think you do either. It's a very laissez-faire approach from both Ilitch-owned properties, and it's not good enough.
No accountability, there's no pressure. When it happens, it happens. And when it does happen, you'll be surprised because you didn't expect it.
You know what? You should go work for
them. Sounds like the Lions. That sounds like the Lions used to be, and now they finally, you know, got a good hire and they're going forward. But I unfortunately don't see a lot of hope until – you know, either Ilitch gets, you know, a pulse or sells both.
No, and the best
part. Thank you very much.
Oh, Jeff, you're very welcome. Thank you for the call. Like, the best part is they're going to treat making the playoffs like they found the cure for cancer. Oh, my God, we made the playoffs.
You know what?
All you poors should bow at our feet. Suck our toes. Like, the playoffs are not the end all.
No, that's why I said it's going to be a gigantic sign in the LC. Mission, we made it.
Right.
We made it.
Like, they'll create an area so we can all sponge bathe Steve when we make the playoffs. Kenny will be able to go up. They'll have, like, a Virgin Mary statue of Steve near the Miller Lite party deck.
Now, they may only be in the playoffs longer, maybe a little bit longer than the Pistons in 19, but you know what? We made it.
It's just crazy. It's insane. Lalone's comment about...
But I'm glad
about-
you can at least see that, because if they do...
Oh, please.
Just like they praised getting a point... They're going to say, we made a gigantic step forward, we made the playoffs, and now we'll see what next year brings.
The Tigers will be printing out We Were Close t-shirts. What? Like, golly.
Second place in the division.
not bad, Tigers 2024.
Right.
All right, tell them all about it. Calls next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.